Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
For this week's Health Matters, we're sitting down with Dr. James Reeves. Dr. Reeves is an associate professor at the College of Community Health Sciences and medical director at Indian River Behavioral Health. Thank you for being here today.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
We're talking about anxiety and depression. My first question is, how do you describe anxiety and what are the signs?
That's a great question. Anxiety comes in so many shapes and sizes. In psychiatry, mental health, we typically think of anxiety in three different main forms. One of the most common, it's something that most everyone has to some extent, which is a fear of something, a fear of heights, a fear of getting on a plane, a fear of spiders or something like that. Everyone has kind of some fear of something that creeps them out, and that's pretty common. You know, about 20% of people have that kind of fear. That kind of goes without saying, but there's two other types of anxiety. One is panic attacks, people who have periods of time where they feel like they're going to die, their heart is bumping out of the chest, they can't breathe, they're feeling sick to their stomach, and it's a horrible feeling. A lot of people go to the emergency room for this quite commonly and to realize it's a panic attack, and these panic attacks occur frequently to the point where people are afraid to leave their house because they're afraid of something bad is going to happen. They have a panic attack outside their house. So that's one manifestation of anxiety that is not uncommon. And then the last one is what we call generalized anxiety, which has just a general fear or general anxiety about lots of things in life, from whether it's your work, whether it's your home, whether it's the politics, the world, sports. And they can't control the worries. They get tense. It's hard to sleep, hard to focus, because it just sense of worrying about something all the time. So anxiety, like I say, comes in shapes and sizes. Those are probably the three most common types of anxiety that we kind of treat in mental health.
What are some of the most common issues that you're seeing today?
Oh, we see a lot of different things. I think in mostly what we see is generalized anxiety to some extent. People that just have a sense of it hard for them to focus at work. It's hard for them to be at home. They're kind of more irritable and tense, and it causes some issues with their friends, and they become more isolative and so forth. And it's many times something that people have had since they were young, and it's very common to occur with depression and things like that. Sometimes the anxiety gets so bad that it causes depression, or the depression gets so bad it leads to anxiety, and those two common. So usually that's what ends up coming to us for help when that anxiety / depression gets to the point where they really need to see someone because it's just affecting their lives.
Talk about some of the ways that you can manage anxiety.
Anxiety, it can be difficult to manage because, like I said, many times it occurs since childhood and something people experienced in different ways. But there are some ways to manage it that work quite well. One of those ways is to get help. There are therapists and so forth out there that have tried and true methods for treating anxiety. Something called cognitive behavioral therapy is very common, and you can find practitioners online who do this, and it's a very systematized way of go about addressing those anxieties and those worries, and they work quite well, and they can be done in as little as 5 or 6 sessions where you can actually see a difference by adhering to this policy. There are some other great things out there that you can do on your own. Good studies have shown that practice of mindfulness or meditation, where you sit back, take some deep breaths, a few deep breaths, and just kind of clear your mind. And if you get really good at that, practicing that on a daily basis, you can actually bring your heart rate down, you can bring your worries down, all the things that you are stressed about tend to go away, and you have a sense of calm that goes about you. And they have all sorts of apps, whether that's Calm or Headspace, that actually teach you how to do this and teach you how to do it well. And they've been shown to be very effective in helping anxiety. And the last thing I say is just some basic things about your lifestyle. Get some exercise every day. That can feel really good. Take some of the stress off. Being able to talk to people, have friends, socialize. You know, eat a good diet. Don't eat a lot of bad food, because sometimes make your health worse and make your anxiety worse. Get some sleep at night. Not sleeping well at night is a big cause for anxiety the next day. And so certain lifestyle things like that can help, and then therapists can also help.
You mentioned earlier that anxiety could lead to depression. Talk a little bit about the signs of depression.
Yeah, depression comes in different shapes and sizes, like anxiety, but mostly what we think about depression is that people who just tend to, sometimes we think of get sad, you know, they're not as down, their mood is lower, they just don't feel the same happiness that they used to feel. And that's true, but also along with that goes a loss of enjoyment, where it's not necessarily you're sad, but you know, you used to like to go running, but now you don't want to do it. You used to like to watch sports, but you don't really care about sports anymore. You don't care about a lot of things. That can be depression too, not just feeling down, but a loss of interest in things. And typically as depression progresses, it gets to the point where people lose sleep. They want to go to sleep, they're tired, but they just can't sleep. They only get a few hours of sleep a night. They lose interest in other things, like their appetite. Food that used to enjoy eating just doesn't taste good to them anymore, and they don't want to eat. They many times lose weight, or some people have the opposite, where they eat more. People can not focus as good, have loss of energy, just sit on the couch all day, don't get up. And to the point where it can get really bad, to where people actually thoughts of, why do I go on living like this? My life is horrible. I have nothing to look forward to. I just wish I wouldn't even wake up in the morning. And to the point even having suicidal thoughts, which is, you know, something that leads people to get help in many times when it gets to that bad of a case where they just really don't feel like they want to live anymore.
If you feel like you're depressed or you feel like you have the beginning signs, what are some of the things that you would recommend for someone to do?
There are a lot of, as I mentioned for anxiety, a lot of those same things have been shown to be helpful for anxiety. In fact, a recent study came out in the United Kingdom showing that if you can do basic lifestyle functions, they can work very effectively. Most people can get better through simple things like making sure you're getting a good night's rest. Make sure you're eating healthy. A Mediterranean diet has especially been shown to improve symptoms of depression. Leafy green vegetables, fruits, nuts, fish, diet rich in those can help improve your mood. Exercise 30 minutes a day. It doesn't have to be going to a gym or doing something like that. Just going out for a walk, getting your heart rate up. Especially walks in nature actually tend to be very helpful. Been very calming and improves people's mood compared to like walking in an urban setting. So socializing with friends, a lot of people get depressed. They tend to isolate themselves and not want to talk with others. But if you go around friends, actually boosts your mood. People who have more friends involved in church or other types of activities tend to be happier people. So if you can do those lifestyle things, a lot of these things can improve over time. And depression doesn't last forever. It does tend to get better over time. Lastly, I'll say, if those things don't work and the depression is just seeming to get worse, having a therapist or having a psychiatrist or someone like that can help. There are some medications out there. Antidepressant medications are very common. In fact, some of the most commonly prescribed medications in the country for bad depression. When it gets really bad, we know medication can work about 75% of the time. People will feel better who have really bad depression. And then therapists have great ways of helping people too. Cognitive behavioral therapy, other types of therapies work well for depression.
One of the other things I also wanted to mention was sometimes there's a stigma attached to feeling depressed or having this anxiety. How can you encourage someone that you know, whether you're male or female, any age group, it's okay?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, I think it's good to be able to talk to people that, you know, it can take strength to get help. You know, people think, oh, only weak people get help. But actually, if depression or anxiety is affecting you so much and it's hurting your life, then it's good to ask for help. You know, you're helping others by you getting help, because people don't like it, you know, when you're not your normal self, when you aren't able to do your job or be a good husband, a good father, or wife, whatever that may be. You know, so do it for yourself, do it for other people, and show strength in terms of that. There's a lot of things nowadays for him or for her. There's websites that cater that show that, you know, you don't, just because you're a man, and it doesn't mean that you can't ask for help. And there are a lot of, you know, well-known athletes, really strong, tough people, spent 20 years in the military, and generals and people like that got help, and they their lives were better for it. So there may be stigma, but but realize on their side of that is a healthier you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Reeves. This is very important information, and we appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit cchs.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center, with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, Demopolis, Fayette, and Carrollton. Thanks for listening.